Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jay. Is this, what is this company again?
This is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors.
Yeah, I've got some Vibe Watch. I want to talk to the customer support for the Vibe Watch.
And to better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Sure, 33991.
Thank you for that. Sure. And your name?
Saeed Rahman.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
1313 Southwest 18 Terrace, Cape Coral, Florida, 33991.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had received the Vibe Watch and EarPods from us during the trial. Now, I do show where you've been charged at the end of the trial, $69.97, for the Vibe Watch you had received during the trial, because you had not called in to cancel prior to that trial's end. You were charged the retail price for that product.
No. I've already talked with them, and they gave me the return address. I already returned it on March 29, and my post office tracking record shows it was picked up, delivered on March 31st. So I don't understand why I've been charged.
Well, sir, I'm not showing where you had spoken with a representative prior, where an RMA number had been issued, or where you had spoken with them for you to do a return, sir.
No, I spoke with somebody, and they gave me the address, 105 Sarah Way, number 179, Milpitas, California. They gave me the address, and I mailed it right away.
Now, with product that have been returned, sir, with any return product, the warehouse would be the ones that would be marking that product as being received when that product had been received, sir.
Yeah, so it was received. My post office tracking number showed it was received.
And I'm not showing where our warehouse, where they receive products back from the mail, has received or marked any product as being received back from you yet, sir.
That doesn't make any sense. My post office tracking number shows it was received on March 31st. Today is the 4th of April.
And it can take sometimes between 15 to 20 days for them to process through products that have been returned back to the warehouse, sir, for them to be able to mark it as being received, because they do have other products that do get returned that probably have been returned prior to what you might have sent back,
okay,
that they're processing through, sir.
Yeah, so since I had already spoken with somebody, they gave me the address, I mailed it, I shouldn't have been charged. I see on my credit card, I'm going to have to fight it. So what is the solution at this time? What do we go from here?
Sir, I'm not showing where they've received any product back from you. Now, with the prior charge, because once they did receive that product back, they would actually issue that refund back for that return product, sir.
Now, when I spoke with this lady who gave me the address, send me, and I sent it right away, she did not talk about any RMA number. So I just wrote my address, my, you know, everything on that receipt that I had received with the products. So I just want to make sure that should be taken care of.
Yes, sir. Well, at this time, I'm not showing where there has been any product that's been marked as being returned back to our warehouse from you.
Okay. All right. When I call back, what is the account number that I should mention?
Well, any representative would be able to assist you with pulling up the account like I had, with getting your zip code, your name, and then getting you to verify your address once we had located that account.
All right. I'm going to have to fight it now. I mean, this seems like a fraudulent project, but I'm going to call my credit card company to cancel the charge, and then we'll have to fight it. You please make a note that I've already returned and it has been received and I have the tracking number.
Well, sir, that might be that the warehouse hasn't marked it as being received, but the post office had dropped it off. There is a difference between those two things, sir. Now, with the product, with the prior charge, what I'd be able to do of the previous charge, I can go ahead and do a credit back of $24.49 ahead of them marking it as being received, and then they would issue a refund back off the remainder once they did mark it as being received, sir.
So what is this $24.49? What is that amount?
I'll be able to do a credit back right now of $24.49 ahead of them marking it as being received, and once they do mark it as being received, they would issue the refund off the remainder.
Okay, I understand. But what is this $24.49? What is this amount? Is it partial? What is this? Can you explain that? What is this amount?
It will be part off of the charge of the $69.97, sir.
Oh, okay, so it is what, one third of something you're saying?
That I'll be able to go ahead and refund right now, yes, sir.
Okay, do whatever you can. How long do I wait then?
You would show it back on the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so you're going to refund that 24 or whatever, and then the balance, when do I expect to see that?
Once the warehouse had marked that product as being received, when they got to it, sir, that would issue the remaining credit.
Okay, so I mean, normally when they receive, like Amazon and all, they immediately process the refund. Here you're saying it has been received on the 31st. My tracking.
No, sir, I'm not showing where they have actually processed through all the mail that they've gotten, where they've actually marked that product as being received.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, do whatever you can do to refund, and then I have to call back and fight back again.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you. So have you already issued the refund?
Yes, sir. You'll show the credit of $24.49 crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll look for that. Thanks.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.